Hey everybody, I thought I would go ahead and do an audio boo here. I know this one probably could have waited, but I say it could have waited because, well, here it is. It is now full 8 days before my birthday, and so I'm not there yet, but I'm close. And it's got me thinking. A lot of changes going on in life, not just changing to the digit nine in my age of 49, but for those of you who don't know, I'm moving to California at the beginning of May, and I'll be moving to San Francisco, and so big changes there, and I don't know, I'm seeing some deepening in my spiritual growth, and I know there are those of you, I almost glossed over it, there are those of you going, well, why are you moving to California? Part of it is the love I found. I'm just going to be honest. I thought after April I wouldn't find a love like this. And I did. It's just that plain and simple, and it actually kind of scared me. There are those of you going, okay, why are you putting yourself out there like this on Audio Boo? But it's who I am. This is my life. This is me kind of being a journalist about me. So, a lot of new things coming my way. Sometime within the next few months, you folks will see me doing Audio Boo from an iPhone. Well, hear me doing Audio Boo from an iPhone. and other things like that. I'm being given one as a birthday gift when I move out there. And just, so yeah, life is changing for me in a lot of ways, and it's wonderful, exciting, scary, all at the same time. So if I'm getting emotional, that's why, because a lot of unknowns coming my way, but it's worth going out on the limb, taking the chance I'm taking by moving out there, and experiencing the adventure, because it's going to be an adventure. But the nice thing is it's going to be like going back home too, because of being born and raised in California like I was. It'll be like going back home, back to my old stomping grounds in so many ways. And I guess I'm just emotional too, because as I said, I'm turning 49 in 8 days. And I look back on my life and I go, you know, I haven't accomplished anywhere near the stuff I wanted to. Some of my dreams had to die because, well, people just didn't believe it could be done by someone who only had 2200 vision. Other dreams I've deferred because I didn't have enough courage to see them through. And I'm trying to fight that battle. I call myself an aspiring writer, and I don't do anywhere near enough with my writing. I'll be the first to admit that. And it's just wrong to let that gift of God go to waste. So I guess you could call, I don't know, I jokingly want to say you could call this my midlife crisis audio boo, because I'm just hitting an age where I'm looking back at my life and what do I have to show for it? So I want to start doing big things with my life, and I can only do that with God's help. So I just pray that I find a way to do the things that I'd like to do before I die. If I were to have a bucket list, I'd like to see each one of those things get marked off. Top of those would finally be getting off the continental 48 United States and going somewhere across an ocean. I think I've told some of you my big dream is eventually to go to Barcelona, Spain to see the La Sagrada Familia Cathedral built by Antonio Gaudi. Just because everything I've heard about it, it sounds amazing, and it's something I want to see before I die. It's just one of those things. And so yeah, I'm just kind of looking at my life right now, and you know, my life's not getting any longer, and I need to start thinking about the things that I want to accomplish between now and when I pass away. And it sounds morbid, I know, but you know, it's more a thing of realizing that it's that time in my life to grab the bull by the horns and just try to accomplish anything and everything I can and that I want to accomplish. And so, like I said, I know I could have waited until my birthday to get this reflective. And by the way, the only thing I've imbibed this morning is coffee. Yeah, it better be, considering I just said morning. But, so, it's not like I'm sitting here thinking wine-soaked thoughts or anything like that. I'm just coming straight from the heart. And if I'm sort of rambly, I apologize, but I'm also trying my hand at doing something that actually goes over 3 minutes, the 3 minutes we used to have on Audio Boo, and kind of branches off into longer territory. I don't want to bore anybody, but, you know, I guess if I were to tell you to take anything from this Audio Boo, it would be to have the courage to live life to its fullest, no matter what it takes. And stretch beyond your boundaries. Get outside your comfort zone. And life will do some amazing things if you do. And that's advice I need to take as well. So, thank you for listening to this if you did. I do appreciate it, and have a great rest of your Monday.